Carla, K-A-R-L-A, Pouncey, P-O-U-N-C-E-Y, 8-10-56, today is 14th. So let's look at medication list first. Allergies, Z-Pak, penicillin, Cipro, sulfacodine, Medrol, Dospac, steroids. Medications, he takes levothyroxine, 88 mcg once a day, Losartan, 100/25 hydrochlorothiazide once a day, gabapentin, 800 BID, simvastatin, 20 milligram a day, then tramadol, 2 to 4 tablets a day, taken care of by her pain specialist. Carla Pouncey is a 68-year-old woman with multiple medical issues and problems. Recently, she was referred to her pain specialist for injection in her back, and also because of her chronic pain medication use period. New paragraph, patient is doing well with her medication. She's a lot more active since she's getting her medication on a regular basis. She's able to do more around the house. She's lost 8 pounds. She has no issues with constipation, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematidiosis, or convulsion, period. New paragraph, she does have some leg pain related to spinal stenosis, and she's scheduled for ESI next week, period. New paragraph, she's had a few surgeries. She's had multiple skin surgeries for skin cancer on her face and eyelid surgeries. Cataract surgery in the past few weeks, period. Other surgeries includes bladder surgery, oral surgery, social. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's married. She has a lot of family issues. She's going to a family reunion. She's been married over 30 years, but her husband's children do not recognize her children as family. Medication reviewed with a new list. Allergy reviewed with a new list. Medical problems, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, history, DVT, arthritis. Family history. But before we do that, put down yearly mammogram is up to date, colonoscopy is up to date. Then put down family history. Positive for hang on, let me see what her family history is positive for. Well, forget that for a minute. We did put down, she did have mammograms up to date, colonoscopies up to date, review of system as above, family history, C3 is 323. With no significant change. On exam today, she's lost 8 pounds. She's active, she's alert, she's in no distress. Put down history of hidradenitis. Patient has been on numerous medications, including antibiotics and biologics, but she's not taking any medication for hidradenitis, suppurative since December, and doing very well at this time. Then 209 pounds, 94%, 98.2, 18, 87, 91 over 59, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, extra JVD, skin shows no ash, looks, stomach shows trace edema, neurological non-focal. Number one, as far as her back pain is concerned, she's scheduled for ESI, doing well with tramadol and gabapentin. Next time she says that time she has pain that the neurontin doesn't charge, doesn't touch. Next time we talked about Lyrica, but she's going to talk about Lyrica with her pain specialist. Next number is low thyroid. Next number is checks, time to check thyroid levels. Next number is neuropathy. Next number is leg pain. Next number is history of hidradenitis suppurative. Next number is off all medication, antibiotic, and biologics for that at this time. Next number is status post eye surgery. Next number is surgical clearance up to date. Next number is lab work was done today. Next number is tolerating Losartan hydrochlorothiazide. 125 quite well. Next one's blood pressure is slightly low now, but at home it's been very well controlled. Next one, she's not having any chest pain or shortness of breath. Next one was last time she had a cardiac evaluation and was a few years ago, and she was told that she had a perfect heart. Next number's back pain. Next one's knee pain. Next number's mammogram up to date. Next one's colonoscopy is up to date. Next one's obtained blood work. Next number, well, to call a patient or have a patient come back for to go over her blood work at the time. Next one is histocarditis stenosis, no significant change. Next one is multiple allergies. She can only take Levaquin because of multiple allergies to antibiotic. Next one is that has not changed any. Next number, I think that's all I got to say about her. Oh, next time is we obtained ultrasounds of her abdomen. She does have what looks like a fatty liver, no significant change. Pelvic ultrasound shows hysterectomy. Lymphadenopathy in the neck is minimal. Next one is Doppler study of the upper and lower extremity shows DVT or PVD in face of history DVT in the past. Next one is renal ultrasound with the normal limits. Next, no hydronephrosis, no blockages. Next number is echocardiogram shows no change since last year. Next one is fatty liver remains the same. Next one's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.